Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank, we have learned that Erie County's South Towns are next on the list for radiation testing. What have you learned about this, and what concerns have you had from your constituents?
Yeah, I was a little surprised to hear Marilla was on the list. You think farm town, you know, very rural. And so I immediately did call the supervisor, Mr. Gingrich, and he explained to me that a couple months ago, the DEC was doing some flyovers, and you know, that's how they are finding out these areas where there's hot spots. They have the technology to kind of hone in and find out these hot spots. So he explained to me, the supervisor explained to me that a couple months ago, DEC flew over Marilla, and there was three parcels which contain about 200 and some odd acres. A property that they reached out to those property owners to ask them if they were willing to allow them to do some more focused studies on that ground. So that's where it is right now. The DEC stated not to be alarmed. There are a lot of false positives that happen. Marilla is also a hotspot for radon. So radon does trigger these tests that they do. They came about in the 80s with the high radon count in the Alma Marilla area. So it's kind of, you know, they're up in the air technically to wait and find out after these tests are done to see if, you know, where it goes from there.
What do you think the role Erie County should have in this?
I think Erie County should just, in my personal opinion, is just stay in the know and communicate with the DEC and let them do their job. And then Erie County from that point can, you know, assert themselves and make sure that the people are being taken care of, these property owners.
How do you feel the property owners, if any of them are affected, should be taken care of?
My personal opinion is first things first, they should be, housed elsewhere, temporary housing to accommodate them as best as possible, away from that area. And, you know, from there, I don't know how they actually, DEC would, actually have a process if they mitigate the area or that they deemed them not livable and then have to, you know, hopefully compensate these families with a like kind and quality type of property so they can move them on with their life elsewhere. It is an unfortunate thing for the property owners, but let's hope it doesn't go that far.
And what advice do you have for residents in your district at this point?
Well, the DEC states not to be alarmed. You know, it's always important to be concerned and be vigilant and just pay attention and see what's going on. You know, around your neighborhoods, if you see, you know, any type of DEC activity, ask questions. You know, we'll make sure that the Supervisor Gingrich is also communicating to his residents. I will do it the same. Whatever we find out, we'll make sure everyone is knows exactly what's going on. As soon as we find out, we'll make sure that transparency is occurring. And, you know, it's just, it's something that we got to be very, very vigilant on and make sure we all know what's going on. I've owned personally a lot of properties all throughout the city of Buffalo. A lot of commercial properties I've owned. We've discovered, you know, there a lot of byproduct from the Bethlehem Steel Plant over the years, whenever construction was done or anything that came out of that plant was being pretty much spread out through the city of Buffalo. On the ground, and then new concrete would be put over it. I've had this happen many years, many occurrences. Testing was done on it. You know, there's different levels of any type of concern. So the ones that I've come across were low level, no concern. They don't recommend you live on that product. But if you have a business over it, they deem it not as dangerous. So there's a lot of questions out there that many people, you know, are not really understanding this. And I think it's important that everyone kind of get educated on this.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.